Hello, Audio Boom fans. It's all one word, and this is a hashtag February recording for day 12, I think it might be. I'm really quite behind on the February recordings. If it's not day 12, then forgive me, but it's all about food, or scran, as I call it. Scran is a slang word, isn't it? I think it's a naval word, isn't it? So, I'm in the motor vehicle, and it's now coming up to 10 to 9 at night. And I'm going to go to Tesco, primarily to avoid my sister-in-law, who's very recently arrived. And whom has been organising rendezvous with men folk. Well, one, basically. And I'm not too happy about it. So anyway, never mind. This is a February recording, isn't it? So what we have to do is talk about food. Okay, so food. I love it. What's the problem? I like it too much. the thing is, I think I actually eat more than fairly healthily. I'm kind of mindful of some of the criteria for this day's topic. Let me just talk. You pin your ears back and I'll talk. Right then. So in the mornings I like what's going on here? Oh, it's all going off. Roadworks. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. A pallet line wagon. Yes, you're welcome. Good job. He said thank you. In the morning, I like something fairly light, but something that's going to keep me going. Now, I have, in the past, recent past, been drinking homemade juice. And in the juicer, I'll put all kinds of fruit and vegetables. I try to mix vegetables in as well. Broccoli. The curly kale doesn't juice too well, but I get some drops of juice out of it. A sweet potato I'll drop in there. Anyway, one of the things that was lacking that I quite like from a nutritional standpoint is bananas. You can't put bananas in our juicer, which is mad. It just doesn't juice them. So, my wife bought a smoothie machine, and we've been having a lot of smoothies. So a smoothie, what kind of quantity would it produce? About 750 millilitres, maybe? I know, oh my God, he's spreading grit, this fella in front. It must be going to be icy tonight. I know Paul Hopkins, who's at VI Podcasting. That's VI Podcasting. He bought a Nutribullet, which my wife and I were quite jealous of when he did get one, because we very nearly bought one about 2 to 3 weeks before Paul bought his. And I said, 100 quid for a Nutribullet, as was, you know, it was on sale at the outlet. Or 15 quid for our Aldi special, which actually is been brilliant. I'm just waiting for the motor to burn out though and be proved wrong, but never mind. For 15 quid it's brilliant. So the smoothie, I think it's the preparation of it, it's fun, and that's part of the thing for me when it comes to food. So shut up and Richard and just talk. Okay, I'll tell them now. Okay, you do that. We have smoothies in the morning because the banana makes me push through until lunchtime. The juice did as well, but I felt I was drinking so much juice, it made me feel bloated, and I was actually going to the toilet too many times. It was just becoming infuriating. Not that that's a bad thing, but when you're trying to do things and you need a wee every 10 minutes. But never mind. In the juicer, right, frozen fruit is the way ahead. I say that because It's frozen when it's picked, and it's cheap. If you buy the kind of Tesco three-stripe version, so for those outside of the UK, that's the bargain, you know, the shop's own brand version of fruit. It's fine. You know, we buy a bag of fruit for sometimes 75 pence. I'm talking about frozen chopped fruit here. 75 pence, 85 pence, 89 pence, a pound, or a pound 25, somewhere like that. I'm led to believe you can buy it cheap in Aldi and place that as well. But anyway, there you go. It also takes the faff out of, you know, cutting it up and whatnot, but you know, you get different kinds. So, frozen fruit. Now, top tip from the top. Don't put it in frozen into your smoothie maker, because it doesn't work very well. It doesn't smoothie up very well. Especially when you put milk in or yogurt, it just kind of turns it in. It freezes, actually. So, put it in the fridge overnight, let it thaw. But we've added, you know, blueberry, fresh fruit I'm talking about. We've added, like, blueberries and this and that and the other, and it's great. And our smoothie bottles, you kind of screw the blade onto the blade section onto the bottle, and then turn upside down, and then smoothie away. And then when you take it off, when you've mashed all the fruit and that, you can screw on a lid, which is also like a spout, so you can drink from it really easily. Oh, it's wonderful. I love it so much. It's so handy to have. But even if you do put frozen fruit in, and it takes about half an hour to make, you know, it lasts. You know, you can leave it out, you know, you can leave it for ages till it kind of isn't that cold anymore. I don't want to say warms up, because that would be bad. Anyway, so I try not to eat bread, because bread doesn't really agree with me. White bread does not agree with me. I get all bloated. It must be a gluten or thing, or a yeast thing, but it makes me bloated. It makes me feel really, really uncomfortable. There's one type of brown bread, seeded brown bread that Sarah buys, and I'm okay with that. But on a whole, I try not to eat bread. Although I love bread, I don't have bread and butter, but I love bread and butter. It's a very northern thing. I have bread and butter, or I did when I was growing up as a kid. What else? So I try to stay off bread. I'm one of these people. Unless I've been into a really high energy fitness program, that I'm doing fitness, you know, twice a day or three times a day, and sometimes I go through these fitness binges. If I don't do that, then my metabolism slows down a lot. And I put weight on so easily. I can look at food and put weight on. I'm terrible. It makes me feel guilty. Especially when I'm pushing cream cakes into my mouth. No, I'm only joking. I generally don't eat what's known as crap. I try my best to stay away from it. Fast food, KFC, McDonald's, Burger King, I generally won't eat them. Not because they're not a very good meal nutritionally, or food stuff nutritionally, but it actually makes me feel ill. And it makes me feel ill because I eat a lot of fresh fruit and vegetables, and so when you get that processed stuff, it sits on my tummy, and then I get a bad tummy, and then you know what happens after that, blah 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 blah. So I think I've had, you know, fast food maybe two times in the past year. Pizza, I'll only eat pizza from, you know, like a Pizza Hut or Domino's, but I'll generally stay away from it because the crust, I feel ill the next day when I've eaten it. But coming on to that, like things like fish and chips, one of my favourite foods is fish and chips. Favourite meals, I love fish and chips. I used to work in a chippy. I actually, when I worked in a chippy, I didn't eat any more fish and chip shop produce than normal, to be honest. But I absolutely adore fish and chips. Curry, I absolutely adore curry. Curry is a very British kind of staple. I don't know. No, I shouldn't say staple. That's wrong. I shouldn't say staple. Curry is a very British, a typically British thing. It's not obviously a British foodstuff. It's Indian and Pakistani. Do you know curry actually originated from Pakistan? You know, as in the foodstuff. Did you know that? And it kind of, and then it went into India. I love curry. I absolutely adore it. And we went for a curry in a Indian restaurant up in Brecon in Wales on Saturday night. I was sorely disappointed. And I actually said in that audio boo that I did about being away in Wales, I said in that audio boo I didn't like it. That's wrong. I didn't not like it. I liked it. I was just disappointed. So I'd like to point that fact out. And Sarah and I listened back to that audio boo and I did tell her. But anyway, that's besides the point. Spicy food. Okay, so when we're talking about Indian food, spicy food. Okay, so I'm kind of mid-30s now and spicy food is seriously not agreeing with me anymore. If, for example, I had an extremely... extremely spicy curry. Now, I should, when I say spicy, that's probably correct. Not necessarily hot, but when I have a seriously hot curry, or when I say seriously, it's my kind of serious, or serious for me. So I can't go anywhere near a Madras or a Vindaloo or a freaking Tindaloo or a Dal. I can't go anywhere near those. That's just ridiculous. They're so hot in temperature, you can't taste the food anymore. I'm, you know, those who eat Indians will probably agree with me. I know some people who are like, oh, the hotter the better, but you can't taste the scran. You can't taste it. What's the point? But if I do have something that's quite hot, sometimes, you know, the chef might get a bit zealous with the amount of chilies or chili powder he puts in. But the next day, I wake up feeling drunk or hungover. And a couple of times I've said to my wife, I'm not driving the car. It's really bizarre. I don't know whether that's an allergic reaction or not. I don't know. I do. I wake up the next morning and I feel hungover, you know. Exactly the same as if I'd been drinking lots of beer. So I love curries. What else about food? Chicken. So, I'm... Because I came from a working class background, I had no nutritional upbringing whatsoever. You know, when I was young and the first time we got a microwave, everything was microwave meals. Or I think Americans call them TV dinners. And I remember, you know, back in the day, they used to do, and you can't get them anymore. But, you know, they used to do like a Sunday dinner, but in the microwave, you know, you used to pierce it and they had like the plastic plate was in sections of the meat and the gravy. And maybe a Yorkshire pudding, and the vegetables, and the you know what I mean. So we used to have a lot of those when I was a kid. I used to tell my mother the brands sometimes I didn't like or the ones I especially liked, and then there was other things like lasagnas and blah 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 blah. But I think they were maybe cheap, but they were also very easy to do. You know, there was no preparation. You just flip and pierce the plastic lid, and you were off, weren't you? But I used to tell my mother that I didn't like them because sometimes they would overcook at the edge, you know, it was just terrible. I love pasta, but I try to stay away from it because of, you know, the activities I do, fitness or not, as the case may be at the minute with my bad ankle, although I'm going to go running tomorrow. Pasta is one of those things for me. I put on weight if I don't burn off the energy. So I try to eat a lot of proteiny type stuff, eggs, fish. Oh, I tell you what I do like, tinned mackerel. You know, by the brand Princess, for instance. You know, in the little tin, you kind of, it's got like a ring pull on the top. And you pull back, you pull it back, and then it's, it'll have the fish in a, maybe a sauce. I like the ones with a, like curry or chili sauce. Not that it's hot, but it's got a bit more flavour in. I like that. I eat that. I eat those quite a lot, actually. What else? What else do I have? But I do. I try to eat as a lot of fruit and veg. I know Mac was saying he has oranges, a lot of oranges. I think with the juicing, I would get my intake of vitamin C, definitely, because oranges and apples were the main part of the juice. I'm very bad at, like, eating an apple, you know, like, putting an apple in my bag. So, I say that. When I go to work, sometimes I'll put a couple of apples or an orange in there, and I will eat them, because I'll, if I'm not on the juice, that sounds really bad, doesn't it? I mean, quite literally juice, as in juiced fruit and vegetables. But if I'm not, if I don't have juice for breakfast, then definitely by, well, definitely around 10 o'clock or 10:30, I'll get hungry. And so I will eat all of the fruit that I've got. And knowing that it's fruit, I will eat it. What else can I tell you about food? Chicken, we eat a lot of chicken. Well, I say we eat a lot of chicken. I suppose we do, in a way. And we're finding chicken breast is becoming a lot more expensive as well. But, you know, don't get me wrong. There are very little foodstuffs or products that I don't like. I'm trying to think of something off my head that I don't like. Oh, let me tell you a story about pork. Okay. Many years ago, I was working abroad, and the company that we were partnered with were mainly populated by Yugoslavs. And the Yugoslavs like pork a lot. You know, they'll, you know, they kept pigs and X, Y, Z. So in honour of somebody's birthday, I think it might have been, I don't know, or a promotion in the company. In fact, I think, I don't know what it was. But anyway, they took a pig, they slaughtered it, which was a bit of a... It was an interesting experience, don't get me wrong. It was a little bit harrowing as well. I'm not going to go into the hows and whys, but they slaughtered the pig in front of us, and they prepared the pig by shaving its fur off in boiling hot water with really sharp-edged cones. It was really bizarre. So, like, the open end of the cone they would use to shave the pig. It was so strange. Anyway... And then, you know, gut it. They cut it in half, like from nose to tail. And bits of it went away to the vet for testing. Anyway, came back a couple of days later. The pig was fine to eat. And so they ate the, you know, we cooked it and ate it. And kind of, you know, we'd all had a few beers. And these Yugoslavs were saying, so when I say Yugoslavs, it wasn't Yugoslavia anymore. It's former Yugoslavia. But they did this kind of initiation thing. You've got to eat the brain of the pig. And they were eating the brain of the pig. And, you know, my father, coming from, whose family worked on a farm, he told me many times how they eat, they fried sheep's brain and this and that. And the other. So, yeah, why not? The moment I ate that sheep's brain was the moment I was put off the taste of pork. Not bacon, I hasten to add. Not bacon, but the taste of pork. Now, you know that pork taste. The brain had the consistency of mousse, like a thick mousse. And it was only lukewarm by that point. And it was like concentrated pork flavour. It was absolutely disgusting. It was absolutely foul, and I tried to swallow it as for a bit of pride, and I couldn't. The gag reflex kicked in straight away, and with a bit of assistance from some gut gases, it came out the way that it went in at a very high velocity. So pig's brain
the moment of eating pig's brain kind of put me off pork. So my mother-in-law, who is German, and those listening to me who either are German or who are very close to German people will know that pork is very, very popular in Germany. And therein is the reason for those toilets in Germany that had shelves in. For back in the day when people ate quite a lot of pork and they had to check for worms themselves. That if the pork is not very well done, I can't eat it because the smell of it. This is really strange, but I can tell by the smell. That's another song that I'll tell you about in another day, after a few pints. But I can tell by the smell of the pork whether it's cooked enough for me or not. I know that sounds really weird, but when I get that smell of that pork that I ate back, you know, in that, you know, nearly 20 years ago now, I can't eat it. It makes me feel physically sick, just by the smell of it. And my mother-in-law knows that I don't like it, but she'll make it because probably pork is cheap. I can't. I make the request every time. Do not make me pork. That's the only thing I can't eat anymore. I can't eat it. Beef, love it. Lamb, love it. Can't have pork. Do not make me it. Don't like it. So yeah, that's probably one of the only things I don't like. I can't, as I say, I can't really think off the top of my head of anything else I don't like. Invariably, I'll stop this recording and go, oh, I forgot to mention this and that and the other. So that's that. Listen, I'm going to do a quick search. Because some people might be interested in hearing some of my answers to the criteria. Oh, come on. So I'll quickly just go to the Tumblr post for day 12. Okay. Snack. Oh, my God. A snack between meals. Oh, it's really weird. I try to eat healthy. I tried my best to stay away from pastries. I generally won't eat pastries unless my back's against the wall. And when I say pastries, I'm talking about sweet types and also things like pasties. I try to stay away from cakes, biscuits. If I start eating them, I don't stop. It's as simple as that because I get a taste for it. Do I watch what I eat all the time? Feel guilty and I feel so guilty. I tell you what, if I could do it, I'd be bulimic. I swear to God, but I can't vomit. Pick up fruit or candy. Actually, depends what I'm doing, you know? If I'm doing a high activity, high energy thing, like walking, something like that, I'll be really careful because I don't actually need a lot of energy to maintain, you know? As in to maintain the activity, but I'll be really careful. But you know, it just depends on the activity. If I am gonna use candy, we say sweets or chocolate. I'll have like a Mars bar or Snickers, but that's if I'm going hiking, or if I'm on some kind of endurance type thing. Do you believe that organic food is better? Do I believe that it's better? Strange one. When I lived in Germany, we used to go to an organic food shop because we thought it tasted better. We tested the placebo and we thought, no, it does, it's right. I'll tell you another story. When we lived in Cyprus, that food, that fruit and veg that grew in the sun tasted the best I have ever known in my life. So when we're talking about, you know, when you can get strawberries in a supermarket that are grown all year, that are there all year round. Like now it's winter, strawberries don't grow in the winter. They're in the packet, they look kind of, you know, underdone. They're grown under a light. It doesn't taste right, and it doesn't have the same texture. So I'm a bit of a natural type person. I don't, you know, our backs are up against the wall, aren't they? So we have to buy these foodstuffs at this time of year if we want to keep those things, of course. I keep eating those things. What's that? What are your personal staple foods? The foods that you must have in the house at all times. Oh God. Frozen fruit in the freezer, obviously. Carrots for juicing. Well, fruit and vegetable that I can stick in the juicer, definitely. So we're talking carrots, broccoli, all different types of fruits except for bananas, of course. Although the bananas can go in the smoothie, so that's that. Semi-skim milk. Because I like semi-skim milk in my tea and coffee. Coffee. Is coffee a food? It's a food stuff. So coffee I have to have. I'm kind of going off tea at the minute. I go through these phases. I'm currently drinking tea and it's giving me a headache. It's got to be a caffeine thing, but coffee's not doing that. And when it's coffee, it's got to be Carte Noire in our house. What else? You know, mug shots. You know, I've talked about these before. It's these pasta kind of just add boiling water things that you have in a mug. They're handy to have because sometimes I'll have one of those at lunchtime. Right, what else? Okay, what's your signature drink? Alcoholic or non-alcoholic? Okay, alcoholic. It's Theakston's Old Peculiar. Without a shadow of a doubt. It's my favourite alcohol. I'm cutting down on the alcohol. I've had like 2 bottles of Plonk in this year in 2015 so far. When I say Plonk, I'm talking about a bottle of beer and a bottle of Krabby's ginger ale, alcoholic ginger ale, which I actually like as well. But Theakston's Old Peculiar, Newcastle Brown Ale, I love. I'll leave it at that because if I start drinking alcohol, I generally don't stop. Non-alcoholic. Oh, I tell you what I like. I buy cheap fizzy water from the shop, you know, from Tesco or wherever. And orange and barley by the firm in the UK, Robinson's, but the special R version, not the normal version. There's too much sugar in it. I have to have sweeteners in hot drinks, tea and coffee. Has to be Canderel as well. Canderel sweeteners. I mean, in my house, if I go to someone else's house, it's fine, it's not a drama. But in our house, Canderel sweeteners. If I have sugar in my tea or coffee, gives me a sore tummy. So I don't have sugar in tea or coffee. But I have to have sweeteners. What's the most unusual food or meal that you've ever eaten? Pig's brain, without a shadow of a doubt. What else have I eaten that's bizarre? I can't... You know, you see on this, you know, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. Can't eat bugs. Oh, I don't like bugs, full stop. I don't like the look of them. Living in Cyprus was a flipping nightmare. I don't know how you Americans put up with cockroaches, but I was scared poolless of them when I lived in Cyprus. Used to scare the living bejesus out of me. The praying mantis that we used to see didn't scare me. Very wary of them. Didn't scare me, but can't eat them. Anyway, that's... food or bugs? What are we talking about? Unusual. Yeah, it's got to be the pig's brain. Did I eat it though? Because I didn't swallow it. It kind of spat it out. It went into my mouth. But I spat it out. What else? Have I eaten anything else dodgy? No. I haven't. Have I answered all the questions? I'm reading through them here. Do you like to sample other people's food? Oh, do you like to sample other people's food? Do you mind when someone wants to sample the food on your plate? Oh, I know exactly what this is. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I know what this is. Okay, so when my wife... Did we get married or were we going out? I can't remember. Anyway, what would you like to eat at a restaurant? Oh, I'll have this. Okay, I'm going to order this. Okay. And then... Oh, can I have a taste of that? What you're eating? Well, if you wanted it, you should have bloody bought it. You should have ordered it. So now my wife and I are very tolerant of each other when it comes to that. My wife and I are like yin and yang. Is that right? Yin and yang? I don't know. If we want to share each other's food, you know, and I'm one of these people, it's very rude to ask for anything unless it's a toilet or a drink of water. Asking for anything outside of that is very impolite. That's just the way I was brought up. It might not be for some people, but, you know. But my brother-in-law's wife will do that. We've taken them out to a restaurant, the four of us will go out to a restaurant, you know, my missus, me, my brother-in-law and his wife will go to a restaurant, and we'll wait for flipping ages for her to choose some scran. And when all the scran's out, she'll go and have her husband's. You know, and virtually eat all of it. It really angers me. It angers me for when that happens. You know, only when I can visibly see that my brother-in-law is not too chuffed at what she's doing. Okay. So do I mind when someone wants to sample your food on your plate at a restaurant? Listen, if it was like someone from a foreign land, even America, who comes to my country and is like, "Ooh, what's that? Fish and chips, never seen that before." I'll say, "Well, here, have some." You know, but that's a cultural, the cultural difference I can accept. Okay, I think that's the fairest way of putting that across. But if someone goes, "Oh, can I have a taste of that? Can I have a taste of that?" I'll be like, "No, you can rot off." Have I answered all questions? It's a good topic, that. It was a good topic. Well done, sassy cat. So I think, what's the next one? Superstitious. Right, okay. I'm going to say goodbye for this audio boo. Thank you very much for my dross. And I will speak to you anon. See ya.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.